Jesus never wrote, composed, or built anything. What he left behind was a community. His whole life, his whole mission was about relationships, bringing us to share his relationship with his Father. So whenever there was something that kept people apart from one another, it had to go. Martha and Mary lost their brother Lazarus. Two women on their own in that culture was a disaster. So Jesus called Lazarus back to them. A widow is going by, burying her only son. Jesus stops and raises that boy and gives him back to his mother. Over and over again, the Gospels give us examples of Jesus restoring and building community. On the last night he spent with his friends and disciples after washing their feet and sharing a meal and prayer, he walked with some of them out to a garden, knowing that things were falling apart. He knew that they would scatter and run, hide, and deny him. He knew that betrayals would splinter the relationships he has and enjoyed with them, and that even the relationships they had with one another were going to be fragile. He walked into the darkness of that night through a vineyard on the way to the olive garden, and he stopped and he spoke the words we've just repeated. And he said, "Without me, you can do nothing." Of all the sayings of Jesus, there's probably no words more challenging and difficult in our age than those six words. Without me, you can do nothing. But we live in a do-it-yourself age, with all the independent individualists of our time who must be finding this very hard to take. A world of isolation, politically or spiritually, can never fit into this gospel. If we're disciples of Jesus Christ, we are, like it or not, and we better like it, we're connected. We're mutually dependent, and we are responsible. Yet there's evidence everywhere, still fresh in our memories, that a lot of people think otherwise. They want to go it alone. They want to be spiritual, but claim no faith and no community, and of course, no relationships, but they're spiritual. Where are those people who crammed themselves into this place 6 or 5 weeks ago? The truth is, it's painful for all of us. People are leaving. Young people are walking off, thinking what? That they can do something that matters without Jesus Christ? That they can make a difference in this world by themselves? I don't believe they can. They may make a lot of money, but the world they leave behind is going to be a wreck, dirty, and uninhabitable. And we sit here too often unmoved by this. We feel sad, disappointed, and we wonder why, and then we like to blame someone else. And in this behavior lies the problem. Too few of us have ever done anything to call them back, to speak of our need for them, to let them know that we miss them, and to share our feelings about their absence in the spirit of this gospel. Too few of us take any serious importance about what their presence here means. because we're all in our little cocoons, unaware of anybody else around us or at least two pews away. For them, Mass is a matter of convenience, not of commitment. As a pastor, I can't tell you how, unfortunately, many times I've been forced to change a Mass schedule and how many people stalk off and leave because I canceled their Mass. Because if it isn't at a time when they want to come, they don't. I remember what it was like with those missionaries who tramped around in here, all over this country. People were glad just because they came. They didn't look at their watch to see how fast they could get out to happy hour. You know how that is. Or whether it was a good day or not. Mass is a commitment. This gospel today, Jesus still stands here and speaks and says, without me, you can do nothing. However, this gospel says nothing to those who are gone, but yet it says plenty to us who are here about why we're here and what we become because of it. In the end, the absence of everyone else must come to us as a challenge about how seriously, personally, and faithfully we have bound ourselves to Jesus Christ in His church. His work of building community, healing what's broken, finding the lost continues for us as a church. It's our mission. It's what we're about. It ain't about raising money. We raise the money so we can do those things. Friends, it's a lonely world filled with people longing for relationships and connections. Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff is never a substitute for real communion, for the look and the touch of a real living person standing beside us or behind us, who's ready to pick us up when we fall or forgive us when we offend or fail. When we get this right, the last verse of this gospel will be true. By this, the Father will be glorified, and we will bear much fruit.